Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It was the largest ever survey of American teachers released yesterday by the Gates Foundation and the Scholastic Publishing Company. 40,000 teachers answered questions on how to fix schools and what they need to do a better job. Kate DeSetti joins us again. She teaches English in a high school in Fresno, California, and she was also one of the teachers that gave a final read to the survey before it was released. And Kate, what stands out for you? What were the main messages from these teachers that were surveyed?
I think some of the things that stand out for me is that teachers really want rigorous common standards for their students so that they can ensure equity and access for all students. And I also think what stands out for me is that there were some really big issues that people tend to view teachers as being divided on. And they really show that we have a consensus opinion, and that despite the variety and breadth of the United States, there are some really strong, specific things
like
that can be done to fix education.
Like?
I think that creating relevant curriculum, really rigorous, relevant curriculum. I think that supporting teachers as human beings within the community, within the school, you know, I think everyone wants to talk about the merit pay portion of the survey and the fact that it didn't rate higher among teachers, or even just pay in general, higher pay, you know, to retain teachers didn't rate higher in general. And I think it just shows that teachers are realistic about the resources that a school has, and that its human resources are its most valuable. And so really building supportive schools that are centered around children and centered around the community are really some of the key things to improving education.
Okay, well, let's bring in Jane Hannaway to this discussion. She's the director of the Education Policy Center at the Urban Institute. Jane, you've read this survey, and I'm wondering, are there things in there that we have not heard before, maybe some new solutions to problems in the educational system?
Yes, I think there are. One thing that I found both interesting and surprising and hopeful is the extent to which teachers were putting a high value on getting feedback, getting information called formative assessment about how well their students were doing. And I think education is one of the few industries, I think, in the country in which we haven't seen the returns to the returns from technology and the returns from data. And now it is moving into an information age, and teachers are finding it very useful to be getting this continuous feedback on how their students are doing in order to guide their instruction.
Well, you know, Jane, one of the difficulties for teachers is that there is no universal definition of what is a good teacher. There's no measure to say this is a good teacher and this is a struggling teacher. I mean, right? We don't have a universal definition of that.
We do and we don't. We have, I think, a partial definition of it. We do research. I'm a researcher on effective teaching, and what we look at is changes, improvements in students' test scores. Now, that's controversial in some circles because teachers do a lot more than just focus on whatever is in the test. But it is an important indicator of how well they're performing. And there's huge variation across teachers in the extent to which they produce these achievement gains among their students.
Okay, that's Jane Hannaway. She's a researcher, as she said, from the Education Policy Center at the Urban Institute. Let's go now to Andrew Parsons. He teaches kindergarten in a charter school in Brooklyn, New York. Andrew, you're actually in your classroom now, right?
Yep, I'm setting up for the day.
Okay, so you just heard what Jane said about trying to measure what makes a good teacher. But we don't really know that. We can't really predict who will be a good teacher and who will not.
No, I mean, it is very difficult to determine what's going to be a good teacher. I mean, as far as I've seen, the person that's going to be an expert at anything is the person that's really all and out willing to get the most information on everything they can about a subject. I think teaching is so complex and nuanced, much more than most people give it credit for being, that any teacher is really going to be, any really good teacher is going to be one that is trying to get as much information as possible, which is why I think in the survey, which the results as a teacher I see is really dead on, the supportive leadership and innovation is one of those keys, because often I find teachers who are working really hard to get as much information as possible and get exposed to as many different models of teaching and get as much feedback on their own teaching as possible in environments where they don't have that readily available.
But,
and if a supportive leadership can build up an environment where everyone is really reflecting and looking at different models and looking at their own student work and understanding different measures like test scores, but also analyzing student work on a more qualitative level, then you're building up that knowledge base.
But Andrew, I thought that one of the main forces in the No Child Left Behind law was to get more personal development, more training for teachers.
I mean, that's an also difficult thing to say, because you can give an hour professional development on just how to give a standardized test, which is a reality in education and important to know how to do, you know, in a very, you know, equal way across classrooms. But, you know, you need more than just that. You need to be able to understand the fact that there are different measures beyond standardized tests, which was another finding in this poll that I think was also really important.
Well, this is
I think No Child Left Behind tended to focus on professional development as test prep.
Okay, well, this is a survey that obviously that the Obama administration is looking at closely as they look into how to fix America's schools. Andrew Parsons teaches kindergarten at a charter school in Brooklyn, New York. And Jane Hannaway, we spoke to, is the director of the Education Policy Center at the Urban Institute. Also, thanks to Kate DeSetti. She's been teaching for 10 years. She teaches high school English in Fresno, California. Thanks to all three of you. John, you said
it's
you
one
had
of these
a
things,
favorite
you know it when you see it. A good teacher, you know it when you see it. Mrs. Compo, fourth grade.
What?
Class, Mrs. Collin
fourth
in high
grade,
school.
Fourth grade, really?
Fabulous. Mr. Ellis, who died after I left high school, but incredible teacher.
I had so many. It's hard for me even to list them out. I mean, my teachers, when I look back, I really can see my teachers as kind of the barrier that's the strong standing between me and tragedy almost. I mean, so many times they threw themselves bodily between me and disaster.
My 11-year-olds, Mr. Nakel. They go crazy for Mr. Nakel.
Well, we're asking listeners, I bet they can list their teachers, and that's what we're asking you to do. Who's your favorite teacher who made a difference for you? 8778-MY-TAKE. Or you can post it to our site, thetakeaway.org.